Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Be a voice for the voiceless. 46 years ago, January 22, 1973, the infamous 7-2 decision of Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton was released by the U.S. Supreme Court. And now in the wake of that 46-year-old opinion, we have over 60 million babies who have lost their lives to abortion. Today is the National Sanctity of Human Life Day. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
You know, Matt, there's a website you can go on. It's called Worldometer, and it shows you like how many Google searches are happening per day, how many emails are being sent, but it also shows you how many abortions are happening. You can sit there and look at that site, and it just ticks away by the number of abortions every few seconds, and it's a very sobering experience to watch that.
Yeah, and Matt, 42 million lost their lives worldwide.
Mm. Yeah.
In the United States, 3,000 a day.
Think of that number, that 3,000 killed. That's a number that has context to it. Many of us at our age and this younger generation are moving toward pro-life, but they, some of them weren't there to remember September 11th, 2001, right, where 3,000 precious lives were snuffed out in the World Trade Center bombings with the airplanes and the terrorist attack. A nation came together in mourning. Mm. And was galvanized against that kind of death. But every single day, that many human beings are killed at the bloody hands of abortion mass murderers.
It's over 60 million. Worldwide, it's almost 42 million each year. Each year.
That's genocide.
That's human genocide. It dwarfs any other kind of human genocide in world history. Just 1 year. I mean, half a year for that matter, worldwide. So this is a tragedy of unspeakable magnitude. Today, January 22, we were at the U.S. Supreme Court, and we had the memorial there for the unborn, the Remembering the Unborn Memorial. And we laid carnations in front of the U.S. Supreme Court and prayed in front of the High Court for the ending of abortion.
Where that decision was made in 1973.
Yeah, and if you go back historically, Matt, 1973 was a 7-2 opinion. Uh-huh. It is the first opinion, legal opinion, that I've ever read when I was moving from the pastoral to the legal arena, and that was, among other things, a catalyst. And when I read it, first law decision I ever read, it didn't make sense. It showed the history of abortion, even though none of that was part of the record, by the way. They just put it in there. History of abortion, which from early times, pre-Christian times, had been restricted. The Hippocratic Oath, this is mm-hmm. prior to Christianity.
For doctors.
Says that you
do
would
no harm.
Do no harm, and you would give no drug to a woman that would induce an abortion. This was the Hippocratic Oath. This was pre-Christian. Then you come on down and you go down through the history, and they overviewed all the different states that restricted abortion and the medical societies that were opposed to abortion. And then they just simply said, okay, we can't find it anywhere in the Constitution. We don't know if it's in the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, some other place in the Constitution, but somehow it has a glow around the edge of the Constitution. If you look at it, there's some kind of a glowing, and it's got to be somewhere in what they called the penumbra, this
penumbra, yeah,
outer edge glow. And they wiped out the laws of all 50 states because no state allowed abortion for 9 months. And they wiped them all out, and they said that you can have an abortion for any reason, because the companion decision, Doe versus Bolton, described the word health. The Roe versus Wade said you can have an abortion except for the life and health of the mother. You could restrict abortion except for the life and health of the mother. Life was life for life. Health you would think of as physical health, but no, Doe versus Bolton defined health to mean anything. Physical health, mental health, sociological health, financial health. Putting those two together, it was abortion from the moment of fertilization through all 9 months of pregnancy.
On demand.
On demand.
But yet studies show that women who have, you know, had abortions have higher incidence of homicide, depression, suicide, all those things as a result.
Yeah.
Well, naturally, they know in their heart of hearts that they have killed their child, that their child has been killed, that they have lost their child at the hands of an abortionist. So on that day, January 22nd, 1973, at the United States Supreme Court, one of the worst crimes against humanity ever in the history of humanity was committed. There's no way to sugarcoat that. That's not hyperbole.
No, there's no way to sugarcoat that.
That is a matter of fact.
And the interesting thing is both of those cases, Roe versus Wade, Doe versus Bolton, one coming out of Texas, Roe, Doe coming out of Georgia, involved women who created, their attorneys created a fraudulent case that went to the Supreme Court with
Norma
McCorvey.
Discovery,
right, and Sandra Cano. And both of them later became Christians and became advocates for the sanctity of human life. Now, in 1992, the Supreme Court, after they heard the decision being argued, the case of Casey out of Pennsylvania being argued, they voted 5-4 to overturn Roe versus Wade. And Rehnquist was writing the opinion for 30 days until Kennedy, at the urging of O'Connor and Souter, both not on the bench, and of course Kennedy retired as well, he changed his vote. And then the next 30 days, the opinion was taken away from Rehnquist, and a joint opinion of Kennedy, O'Connor, and Souter came out, and it was a 5-4 decision to uphold abortion from 1992. I believe that we will see abortion reversed at the U.S. Supreme Court. I also encourage pastors and churches to speak out on this issue. And I know you might say, and some say, and I've heard this because I was a pastor and still am a pastor at heart before going into law school, but still have a pastor's heart. Well, I don't want to talk about this issue because people in my congregation probably had an abortion. Well, people in your congregation did a lot of things, but that doesn't mean that you don't speak on it. You can speak the truth in love. Abortion is the taking of a human life. Each one of these babies is created in the image of God. And at the same time, anyone who has been scarred by abortion and by the lies of abortion, offer them the opportunity for forgiveness.
Right.
Because don't let them continue to walk through life. And those of you who are listening, don't continue to walk through life with that scar hanging over you or that baggage on your back.
Right.
Give it to Jesus. He will cleanse you of all unrighteousness, and he'll make you a voice and heal you.
And a pastor speaking truth in love like that, even from the pulpit, even though it may be uncomfortable for some, even though some may have had an abortion, he can do it without beating people over the head with guilt. But a pastor can actually plant a seed in somebody who may be planning to have
right.
an abortion
exactly.
or may at a later time recall back to what the pastor said and say, you know what? No, I'm going to choose life.
Right.
Or
you
encourage
know,
those who have had it to help other women prevent
to be a
doing
voice
it.
For the voiceless.
Exactly.
So today we laid the carnations. This past weekend, Sunday, I preached at a church, three services to a mega church in Texas on the issue of abortion, and not only presented the truth, but also presented the gospel of Jesus Christ and his forgiveness and transformation. He puts broken hearts and broken lives back together. That's what he does. So give your life to him. And then, of course, last week, hundreds of thousands gathered, and many of them were youth in Washington, D.C., for the Sanctity of Human Life gathering. And that was preceded by this national prayer service that we were a part of as well. Be a voice for the voiceless. And I pray that, and I believe too, that abortion will be overturned. And this horrible chapter in American history will be a chapter that we look at and wonder where in the world were we and why did we do it. But pray for healing for those who have had abortion. Pray for the womb to become a safe place once again. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. For more information, you can sign up to our free emails right there on the website at lc.org, right on the front page, lc.org. Stay informed, be involved, be a voice for the voiceless.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.